Hello.
Wow. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Feeling a little more sick?
Yeah. Got
Oh,
like
man.
the miscolored snot now, that fun stuff. Sore throat. It's a great time.
At least the virus, you're not supposed to have mucus and stuff like that. So
That's good.
that's a good sign that you just
Yeah.
have a cold,
Yeah.
a normal cold.
Hopefully. Still can't go outside with a normal cold, but
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, just keep relaxing and watching some Disney movies.
Oh, girl. My house is trashed again.
Oh, how the hell
I
does it
don't
get treated?
understand. Like, I swear, this whole quarantine we've spent all morning to like 1 o'clock cleaning, and then like the rest of the day it just gets trashed.
I don't understand. There's only two of you.
I know you're telling me I don't understand either. When we get into the recap of our day, maybe that'll make more sense.
Probably. Ellie, well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But
All right, should we start with our serious recap?
yeah, I
Okay.
mean,
So again, COVID-19, it's very serious. This podcast is lighthearted, but we are just gonna do like quick 30-second, 1 minute reminder of why we're taking precautions or something that's going on with COVID-19. So if you don't wanna listen to our sad, harder, real life stuff, just fast forward a little bit. It's fine. We'll get back to lighthearted. Okay, so the no parks thing I want to talk about. So a reminder, well, here in California, our state parks and things are all closed. Right, you're not supposed to go on trails, you're not supposed to go hiking. It's because that's what everyone's trying to do right now, right? We're all cooped up, we're all trying to go. And so the way for this to be effective is that we're not interacting with each other. And if we all flock to those places like beaches and state parks, then we're all infecting each other, and it doesn't matter that schools and businesses and stuff are closed. So there is a rhyme or reason. Just stay
Right.
safe. Yes. Anything else you'd
I
like to add?
really don't have anything else to touch on besides what you just said and yesterday. So.
Perfect. Okay, back to
Yes.
lightheartedness. What'd you do yesterday?
So yesterday, FaceTimed you for a while. That was fun.
Yes, that was.
I did break social distancing a little bit. My friend Emma came over, although I was with her, 3 days ago at work, and she hasn't done anything since, so I risked it for
Yeah.
her. but we just we she brought over a rock painting kit, and we painted a bunch
Wow.
of rocks. I can post a picture or a little video on our story.
Cute.
But yeah, that was really fun. Like we'll definitely do that again sometime during this quarantine.
Cute.
What else did I do? Oh, I bought Birds of Prey, the Harley Quinn movie on Vudu. I already saw it. Yeah, I already
Ooh.
saw it in theaters, and it was like so good. It's my favorite movie right now, so I was like, I have to buy it. And Emma had not seen it yet, so we watched it, and she loved it, and I loved it again.
I haven't seen it yet, so I might log in
Yeah,
there
go
and
for it, girl. It's
watch
so
it.
good. That's something you guys could do today.
I'm down
Yeah.
with that. Yeah.
What else did I do? I cleaned up my place a little bit. Just like what I
Yeah.
hadn't cleaned up the few days before, and like my kitchen, I vacuumed my living room. And
Yeah.
then Emma gave me a bunch of books, which is cool. So now I have a bunch of books to read.
So
Yeah, she was
nice.
just going to take them to Goodwill. She's like, you want to go through them? And I was like, heck yeah. So I
Yeah.
started, there's one series by the author, what's her name? Maya Banks. And there's a series she has. I have the Fever and Burn book, but I'm missing the first one. So I'm just starting with the second and reading the third one after. But they're kind of like 50 Shades of Grey series a little bit. So far, so good. I read like 100 pages last night before bed.
Same.
Yeah, because it was really good. But just to give you a short backstory on what it's about.
Yes.
It's about this girl. She's homeless, basically. And she's working at this party, this like wedding party or pre-wedding party at this hotel. And this guy who owns the hotel, he's throwing this party for his sister who's about to get married and whatever. And him and his name's Jace, him and his best friend Ash actually like share the same girls, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Very interesting. Oh. But Jace had his eye on this girl named Bethany, the one who's homeless. He doesn't know it yet. And Ash, his best friend, sees that he's been eyeing her up. And he's like, ooh, I like her too. And then he kind of pursues her. But Jace doesn't want him to pursue this one because he sees something different about her. And that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give away too much. It's really good. If you're looking for a new series to read, I highly suggest it because I'm hooked so far.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Sounds
good. It is really good.
Yeah.
But that's all I did. So, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, man. I'm a hot mess again. Hot mess express. Okay. So, we did the podcast, FaceTimed with you for a while. That was all great. Then we cleaned the kitchen, did another load of Brian folded the laundry. We did another two loads of laundry. You know, just got the house like back in mm-hmm. order. Mom, Dad, if you're listening, just stop. Go on to the next episode. Like, you don't need this one. If you hate weed and think it should be illegal, just stop listening. It's okay. If you still want to think of me as innocent good Josie, again, just turn it off. I won't be heartbroken. But if you want to hear about Mary Jelana, because I do live in California where it's legal, that's where this conversation is going. Okay. So then, I think it was Brian's idea. He's like, let's make canna butter. So like, you know, weed mm-hmm. butter. And I was like, oh, I bet you we can make it in the Instant Pot. So Chorus found an Instant Pot can of butter recipe, and then I was excited about it. And like literally the night before we were supposed to go on to like full quarantine, like it was announced at 8 p.m. and we were supposed to be locked down by like 9 p.m. that night. And then like the next day all businesses were supposed to close. And Brian freaking runs out right to the dispensary and then the liquor store. And got like a half ounce of weed for a really good price. So he's like, we got weed to spare. I'm like, okay. So first you dehydrate it in the oven and then put it in this glass jar and put it in the Instant Pot with the lid almost on and then the pot like half full of water. And then we used a nylon as our like cheesecloth or sifter mm-hmm. thing. And I just grabbed the one that I don't wear, which happens to be a red nylon, not thinking this through. So dehydrating goes well. Then I open the Instant Pot after the like 30 minutes it's supposed to cook. And the lid was not on all the way tight. So there was like a little gap. So I'm like, frick, water definitely got in there, A. And then B, there was all this red dye in the jar of butter.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, well, that's disgusting. Yeah. Let's let it sit and see, like, how much water and if it'll separate. And so it did separate itself a bit after letting it settle, where all the dye went to the bottom and all the water went with the dye. So, like, it was all, like, the dye, like, bubbled around mm-hmm. the water. So then I got a black nylon, not a red one, not to cook it. And we filtered it again. And then
a little bit of dye got through, so then I filtered it a third time, and with the black nylon still, so like back into the first container that I washed out. And then we finally were able to get the dye out and the water out, and we were left with some butter. It was a long process, and we used all of our butter during this quarantine.
Oh, man.
Four sticks of butter. Oh, my God. Yep. So then, you know, that was fun. So then I made banana bread with the butter. And mind you, I don't have any other butter. So I just, like, threw in how much the recipe asked for. And our banana bread is potent, let me tell you. So then I was, like, not thinking about the fact that I just put a can of butter in my banana bread. And Brian goes to serve banana bread and gives me two huge slices. And I was about to say, I only want one slice. But I was like, nah, I'm hungry. And I ate two huge slices. And, like, I just got more and more high as the night went on.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was, like, coloring, and then Brian was playing video games, and I actually started watching and paying attention to what was going on in the games. And then I, like, moved to the couch and turned on the Magic School Bus. And then we got our new game that I ordered that I was so excited to play, and Brian's trying to set it up, and I was like, honey, my brain is not functioning. I am way too high for this. Can we please try tomorrow? And he was, like, so sad. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't. It's not functioning. Can't do it. And, yeah. And then I think I passed out on the couch at, like, 7:50. It was the last time I remember seeing it. And then Brian woke me up around 3 a.m. to go upstairs to go to bed.
I guess Brian was, like, freaking out. He was texting Austin and blowing up Taylor's phone, and they were kind of getting annoyed because he was freaking out and blowing up their phone, and they're trying to go to bed.
What was he freaking out about?
I guess he's like, I'm way too high or something, and Austin's, like, ready for bed. He's like, dude, it's not my, like, he's like, I'm getting so annoyed. It's not my fault he got so too high.
Oh, I'm no. Like, well, then after dinner, so I made us tacos, I saw that he grabbed another piece of bread. And I was like, no, don't do it.
Right.
Like, that's what did this right. to us. And I'm pretty sure he ignored me.
See, that's the thing with edibles. When they're too young, you just want to keep eating it. And then you're fricked from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, sounds eventful. Looks like it made your day go by fast, at least. If anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so now we have all of the kitchen mess from making said edibles and banana bread and tacos. And then we've got two piles of folded laundry and two piles of unfolded laundry in our living room.
Well, it looks like I know what you're doing again today.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I need to switch this pattern, though. Like, I hate that I keep waking up to a dirty house. I want to wake up to a clean house, accumulate filth, and then clean it before I go to bed. I'd rather do that.
Or just clean it up while you're doing the things, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to the new habit of. But that's hard when you're high as a motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, lesson learned.
Yeah. Oh, it's potent butter, man. And we got a lot of it.
Well, use it sparingly.
Small doses. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Brian put more butter on top of his bread.
Oh, God.
Man. No wonder he was freaking out.
No, thank you.
I just couldn't keep my eyes open.
Yeah. Well, when it's so potent and then you had two pieces.
Oh, and my body got all tingly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was, like, warm and tingly, and I was, like, and it would, like, start with my toes.
Oh, that's freaking out.
And then it would, like, move quick. Yeah, it was weird. I kind of liked it.
Well, as long as it didn't freak you out, that's good.
It didn't. I was, like, what's going on? Okay.
I guess if you had body aches, that would have felt really good for someone who had body aches.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. That's probably why I felt so good.
But anywho, did you come up with what in the quarantine?
Sure.
Oh, did. I'm damn so excited.
Okay. Oh god. Okay, so for this one, first you need to have some papers. Then you have things that add to the papers, and you fill it in to make it pretty.
Coloring?
Yeah. Let's try not to make it too obvious.
I feel like earlier in the episode, I knew you were going to say coloring. I don't know why, because you were talking about coloring, and I was like, I bet that's what she's going to use for her quarantine.
Oh, damn.
I already have mine.
I'll have to be more creative
next time. I have mine for tomorrow. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Oh, God. All right. You have a first world COVID-19 problem, Brina?
Well, you know, as of yesterday, it was official that we have a safer at home order going on. So all non-necessity businesses closed down, and they said only to go out for necessities and stuff. And some people were worried that they were going to get pulled over by cops asking them where they're going, which I don't think is happening yet, but I got kind of annoyed and worried because like I said, I'm going to my parents today to pass time, to hang out with them, do a puzzle with my mom, maybe go for a walk. And I was like, what? If I can't do that at all during this quarantine, I'm going to be really sad because I love going to their house. And they live out in the country and it's really peaceful out there. So
I'm sure they can't tell you not to go home.
Right.
Like, say you're going to your parents. They can't tell you not
so
to.
So I was talking to mom about it. She's like, well, I assume my daughter can come to home. This is still your home too. And I was like, yeah. And it said if you're taking care of family members, I could say I'm taking care of my brother while they're working from home.
Yeah, you could.
Or she's like, just tell them you're going to take a walk with your mom out in the country. I'm like, yeah. So. Yeah.
Or you're bringing groceries or literally anything. Yeah. Like, it's not wrong. Yeah.
Right. So
you'll be fine.
I'm not worried anymore. But at first I was kind of annoyed if they actually worried, but no one actually said that they did get pulled over. They just said they were kind of worried that they might. But yesterday, me and Emma, we decided to support a local business and went and picked up food from a Mexican place by where I live.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and there were still, like, cars out on the road and stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's fine. You're not going to get pulled over.
No, I don't think so. So I'm over now, but that's what I was worried about yesterday.
Good. My first world COVID-19 problem is that I don't feel good, obviously, as I said. But because of that, I'm trying to be a good person and not spread the disease. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to my job that's still open and functioning. But because I'm not making any money, and I can't, like, file for, because I'm part-time, and I can't, like, file for unemployment or anything because my place of business is still open. So,
man,
like, I'm just kind of screwed over financially because in the normal world of things, I would have been still going into work with a sore throat. Like, that's not an issue, but with COVID-19, can't. So basically just get screwed over financially and I'm sad about
it. Really feel for people like that. Like, I feel so blessed and thankful that the doctor that I work for, he's paying us.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I would be screwed too. And for people, you know, other people, I just feel so bad. And I just keep praying that this bill gets passed where we can get paid by the, you know, like, by the government or whatever. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people need that money. And it's sad.
Yeah, because we live paycheck to paycheck. Right. Well, me so too. Not getting paychecks are rough.
And I don't know when Austin's gonna get paid next. So, he's supposed to start, I guess. The lawn care, he works, you know, because he works for his uncle's lawn care company, and they're supposed to start aerating next week. And apparently, they're still considered an essential business, which is surprising to me because it's just lawn care.
Yeah, that is surprising. That I heard the lawn care guys out here yesterday, and I was, like, mad. I was like, why are they here? You are not essential.
Right.
Like, go home. We do not need this cared for. Right. They don't even really have grass. They just, like, trim hedges and stuff. Like, I promise those can go a little overgrown. You're fine. Like, go home and take care of yourself and your families. God.
Yeah, so that's just crazy to me. I hope that he doesn't have to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
It kind of worries me a little bit, but...
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he did get a pay increase, so that'll be nice for him to get paid.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have for the quarantine minisode today.
Yeah, everyone, again, stay safe. Stay inside if you can. Hang out with family if you can. Paint some rocks. You know, we literally went and grabbed rocks outside of my apartment building and just painted on them.
Love that, like, for you.
You know, there's lots of things you can do that you wouldn't think of normally during this time to keep your mind busy. So Pinterest some ideas. Cooking, yes.
Cooking's fun, okay? Even if it's not can of butter, cooking's a blast. You can just make normal banana bread. Or
really
bread.
Just get lost or, in a good book. Yes. I read for like an hour. And I just like all of a sudden 100 pages or whatever, how many.
That's my goal for today. Start my book. I have Where the Crawdads Sing. It's sitting upstairs waiting for me to read it. And I just need to like take the plunge and read it.
Yeah, do it.
Yes.
Well, all right, folks. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate all of you.
Yes. We love you guys.
Yes. And stay safe out there.
Yes.
All right. Bye.